You are Locked On Broncos, your daily podcast on the Denver Broncos, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You're listening to the Locked On Broncos podcast, hosted by Cody Rourke and Cameron Parker of Predominantly Orange, your daily Broncos podcast.
It is crunch time as we are just 24 hours away from kickoff in Arizona as the Broncos head south to take on the Cardinals in the preseason finale tomorrow. Kickoff is slated for 7 p.m. Mountain Time on NFL Network or your local stations if you are in Colorado. I'm your host, Cody Rourke, columnist at Predominantly Orange, an NFL analyst covering the Denver Broncos and the National Football League. You can shoot me a follow on Twitter, at Cody Rourke NFL.
And I am Cameron Parker, and you guys can follow me down there on Twitter as well, at Cameron Parker PO, as well as the Locked On Broncos Twitter handle at Locked On Broncos, and the Predominantly Orange Twitter handle at Predom Orange. And man, you're kind of itching because once preseason four hits, you're really just itching for the regular season to start. And that just tells you that we are getting ever so closer to the regular season opener against Seattle.
Yeah, we're next week. It's next week. It's crazy how fast it has really approached. I didn't anticipate. I was like, okay, you know, week four preseason, then bam, you know, next week it's going to be September 9th, and it's going to be kickoff time at Broncos Stadium in Mile High. Everything's all set at the stadium. Kickoff's ready to go. And to be honest, I don't really know why people complain about the logos or the setup right now at Broncos Stadium in Mile High. It's all temporary because the naming rights could change. So I have never understood that. But on tonight's episode of Locked On Broncos, we're going to ponder which players have the most to play for in tomorrow's preseason action against the Cardinals in segment number one. Segment number two features us giving our bold predictions for tomorrow's preseason finale against the Cardinals. And lastly, in the final segment of tonight's show, we're going to talk about which guys the Broncos should stash or may stash on the practice squad as final cuts approach us on Saturday. I went on Orange and Blue 760 today with Ryan Edwards, Steve Atwater, Andrew Mason. We kind of talked about this, some guys that could be stashed on the practice squad. And it certainly was a great conversation. Really enjoyed it. And I look forward to kind of talking about it here on tonight's episode of the show. Locked On Broncos tonight is brought to you by MyBookie. So let's get into it a little bit, Cameron. Really just some guys that when we talk about them, when we look at them and throughout preseason play, tomorrow's the last opportunity for some of these young guys, some of these second, third-year guys that have been bouncing around NFL rosters. Which guys, in your opinion, have the most to play for in tomorrow's preseason action against the Cardinals?
It starts and ends with Paxton Lynch. And basically, there are other players that ultimately will be the contributors, obviously, or as far as what is the most approved or have the most proof. But it starts and ends with Paxton Lynch. And it's unfortunate that we've come to this point in two or three straight seasons with Paxton Lynch, because we've wanted to see some improvement with Paxton Lynch. And unfortunately, it's just not there yet with Paxton Lynch. His ability to process and go through his reads is just not there. And whenever his first read isn't there, he decides to tuck it and run. His ability to scramble, it's an asset to his. And I'm not going to try and knock it because he's a much better athlete than Brock Osweiler. But you cannot be a one-trick pony to where you can go through your one read and decide, okay, I'm going to panic and I'm going to go ahead and scramble. You can't do that in the National Football League, and in particular as a first-round draft pick. You have to show that you are improving each and every season, each and every play, and Paxton Lynch just isn't doing that. I mean, the talent is certainly there still, but unfortunately when you hear critics and you hear people or pundits start throwing around the word, the bust word, It's an unfortunate situation for Paxton, which is why he has the most to prove, and maybe even to go along with, Chad Kelly, too, just because he wants to solidify the backup spot for the Denver Broncos. Obviously, the news broke today that Teddy Bridgewater was traded to the New Orleans Saints of all teams. So the Teddy Bridgewater possibility for the Denver Broncos is not going to happen. And so this is the golden opportunity for Chad Kelly to officially confirm himself as the Denver Broncos backup for week one. There are some other guys, though. And I'm going to give one name that honestly is not talked about all that much as far as a on the bubble candidate. He plays on the defensive side of the ball, I'm going to talk about Zaire Anderson. Zaire Anderson is one guy that honestly doesn't get a lot of publicity for this defense. He's a guy that I've personally been banging the table for years. Just as a decent replacement for Todd Davis or maybe even Brandon Marshall in a pinch. But Zaire Anderson, he's a very interesting guy. He came into the National Football League very versatile. He played safety, played linebacker at the University of Nebraska. He really shows that he can be a really dynamic run stuffer. He played a lot more linebacker than he did safety. So there is some coverage aspect to his game that still is a little bit untapped for Zaire Anderson. So he could present a more valuable part to special teams for the Denver Broncos, but he's in a very interesting spot because who knows if the Broncos decide to change things up and go with a lesser linebacking core, like three or four. I mean, we obviously know that Josie Jewell is going to make the team. I mean, you just ask Joe Woods. Joe Woods is in glowing praise of Josie Jewell every single time you ask him about him. And so we know Josie Jewell is going to make the team. And obviously Brandon Marshall and Todd Davis are the givens, but it's just those guys that are behind those three guys that are the biggest question marks. I mean, Keyshawn Bieria, when you get drafted, down there in the late rounds, you just don't know, are they going to be stash away guys for the practice squad? Are they going to be guys that are, you know, fighting for a roster spot? And regardless, if you're going to be a practice squad guy, you're fighting for a roster spot.
Well, you know, you mentioned Paxton Lynch, and I think we really have to kind of talk about this. You know, you mentioned the fact that what he does is when he faces pressure, he tucks the ball and runs. NFL defenses love to slant weak side and also blitz off the backside with Paxton Lynch because they know he's a guy that's not going to go through his progressions or his complete drop and fire the ball out. They love to send pressure his way. For me, looking at this game, Paxton Lynch, he is playing for his roster spot, and to be honest with you, he's at such a deficit. I have no idea. I doubt that he has any room to come back, and I think he's a guy that's going to be gone from the Broncos. It just hasn't worked out, you know, and it's one where the organization is going to go, you know what, we were wrong on this one. We made a mistake. It just didn't work out. We wish Paxton Lynch the best going forward. Chad Kelly's the guy. Plain and simple, I think that's how it's going to go out. But a couple guys I'm going to mention here that I think have a lot to play for tomorrow, essentially. Marcus Rios, with all the talk of Brennan Langley being on the bubble, essentially to be cut, the Broncos going with five cornerbacks, Chris Harris, Bradley Roby, Tremaine Brock, Pac-Man Jones, Isaac Yiadom. Brennan Langley looks like the odd man out here, or if they decide to go with six cornerbacks and utilize a special teams guy, Marcus Rios is a guy I think that has a lot to play for in this game. He got hurt against the Bears, was in a walking boot, not necessarily sure if he's actually going to play or not. We'll get the injury report. We'll do a little preview tomorrow here. Tomorrow's episode of Lockdown Broncos will not be on any of your podcasting platforms. It will be a Facebook Live on the Lockdown Broncos Facebook page. Stay tuned for that. We'll have all that stuff shared out there for all of you. If you haven't already, go to Facebook, look for Lockdown Broncos, like the page, and you'll be up to date whenever we post or go live and things like that. But another guy, you know, we kind of talked about this with Orange and Blue 760 today. I think River Craycraft in this game has a lot to play for. We haven't necessarily in any of the preseason games seen a lot from River Craycraft that we're like, okay, this guy, you know, he's a Sherlock for the roster. Right now, my wide receiver roster, if I had to project the, you know, keeping six wide receivers, be DT, Emmanuel Sanders, Cortland Sutton, Deshaun Hamilton, Tim Patrick. And right now, I think the six spots up in the air between River Craycraft and John D'Arce. I think those are the two guys that are really battling for that sixth spot at the wide receiver position. So River Craycraft needs to have a really good game tomorrow in the return game, as well as when he's on offense. We saw him tear it up all training camp against other Broncos players. Now he's got to do it in the final audition, essentially, for the Broncos and maybe some even NFL teams at this point if he doesn't make the roster. He's, you know, but all these guys are auditioning.
Yeah, and I was just going to give a little bit of a few other honorable mentions. You know, there's one guy in particular is actually going to see game action, and that's Sua Cravens. And honestly, you know, you and I were talking at length as far as Ronald Leary or Von Miller, should they play in the preseason? And obviously the answer is no on that one. Sua Cravens is kind of like in that weird spot because he hasn't played in roughly a year. Or around like Chad Kelly per se. I mean, he hasn't played in game action. So the smart thing is to see what you have in Sua Cravens. Now, the reason why he has a lot to prove is to show his talents and showcase why the Denver Broncos exactly traded for him. So Sua Cravens is a guy that has a lot to prove. And you were mentioning the wide receiver position. Isaiah McKenzie's going to be a guy that has to prove himself. They acquired Adam Pac-Man Jones in free agency, and Vance Joseph said himself said it himself in a press conference that Adam Pac-Man Jones is going to help in punt returns. So the Denver Broncos might be moving on from Isaiah McKenzie, which could, as you point out, tilt the hand that River Craycraft might end up being that number six wide receiver. And I think regardless, in my honest opinion, regardless either Chapman or River Craycraft or both of them, I think River Craycraft especially, I think he's either going to make the 53-man roster or he'll be on the practice squad regardless. The fact is, I think he's going to stay as a Denver Bronco.
I think a team's going to snag him up if he goes practice squad, unfortunately. That's just my bold prediction on there. Speaking of bold predictions, that's coming up in segment number two here in just a few moments. And I want to remind you guys that don't forget, every single Wednesday here on the Locked On Broncos podcast and the Locked On Podcast Network, it will be Crossover Wednesday featuring the weekly opponent. And we'll be on next week with Locked On Seahawks. But before we get into segment number two, I'd like to tell you guys, we mentioned at the top of the hour, MyBookie is the sponsor for today's show. So ever since I started doing Locked On Broncos, talking about the Broncos, everybody's always asked me, who's going to win the game? What game are you going for this week? What's your prediction? You know, I'm not that type of guy. I'm not a superstitious guy. I don't like doing that. The truth is, money doesn't lie. I don't know who's going to win. But if you have a hunch that you think somebody's going to win, you know what? Why not be wise with it? Why not put your money on it and check out MyBookie? Who you're betting on is really almost just as important as who you're betting with. That's why I always tell people to bet with MyBookie. Those are the guys that I utilize when I want to place a bet. And it's not often that I put money down on certain sports. But when it comes to football, I'm all in type of guy with my money. And trust me, guys, they are your best bet this season. And I mean that with all puns intended. They've been in business for years. They have great online reviews and their mobile site is super easy to use. So all you got to do is lay down some cash and you have the opportunity to win big today. And I would only recommend this to you guys if it's been good to me. I've had a lot of success with MyBookie. I see my payings instantly. I love that about MyBookie. No more waiting forever like FanDuel or DraftKings to get your pay in. That's why I'm urging you guys to make your way to MyBookie. If you win, they pay you. And they also have in-game live betting and the most rewarding player perks in the business for you fantasy guys out there, where you can even bet the over or under on how many fantasy points a player will score in each game. But don't listen to me right there. Go check it out for yourself. Join now and MyBookie will match your deposit dollar for dollar, and you can use promo code Locked On to activate this very special offer. So visit MyBookie online today. That's MyBookie, and don't forget to use the promo code Locked On when creating your account to claim this bonus. You play, you win, and you get paid with MyBookie. All right, we have Hot Take Tuesdays, and you know we like to bring the heat a little bit. We talk about our hot takes based on the week, but we also love to give our bold predictions regarding some of the matchups. And this week, the Broncos' third-string, fourth-string guys, guys fighting for a roster, they have a lot to prove. So we're going to give some of our bold predictions for the Broncos at the Cardinals game tomorrow, kickoff 7 p.m., Mountain Time in Arizona, NFL Network, or your local Colorado stations. Be on the lookout for that on your guide, DVR. Get ready for it as well. So, Cameron, I'm not going to waste any time. My bold prediction, I'm looking at it from a guy I think should make the roster over a certain running back. I think D'Angelo Henderson tomorrow, with everything, he's got interest already from other NFL teams. If the Broncos cut him, he's going to get picked up right away. If the Broncos decide to release him, other teams will put the claim in, and that would be a very bad mistake. So I think, with that in mind, I think D'Angelo Henderson tomorrow, my bold prediction is that he will rush for over 100 yards tomorrow, and he'll also have at least 50 yards receiving, and he'll have two total touchdowns, whether it be two on the ground, one on the ground, and one in the air. I think D'Angelo Henderson is going to prove to the Broncos tomorrow why they should keep him on the roster. I'm sorry, Devontae Booker hasn't cut it, and it's been very unfortunate, but I think this is the time where Hop Henderson's like, you know what? I'm going to come out here, I'm going to play hard, and I'm going to show my hand. I'm going to give it everything I got. We've seen it from him before last year. He was a very key factor in terms of the Broncos winning all four preseason games in 2017. He's going to be a big catalyst, I think, while the Broncos have success tomorrow night against the Arizona Cardinals. Who's your guy, or what is your bold prediction?
Wow. You know, I was going to say something about Royce Freeman, because obviously Royce Freeman is going to be playing in this game, but the question is going to be, how much will he play
he's
in this game?
Much. He's not going to play much at all.
Right. And so that's why I'm thinking about going to a different player. I'm actually thinking that we might see Tim Patrick go for a day. You know, we mentioned it. I think that Tim Patrick is going to solidify himself for that roster spot for the fifth or sixth wide receiver spot. We talked about a little bit with Sayre when he was on the broadcast. Sayre did a lot of digging. Tim Patrick really is a very interesting guy. And to be honest with you, we did our hot take Tuesday, but Tim Patrick might be a little bit of a better prospect than Jordan Taylor. Again, Tim Patrick is the same size. He's 6'5". He's 210 pounds. The biggest difference between Patrick and Jordan Taylor is Patrick is very, very lengthy. His wingspan allows him to get a lot of footballs, and he has the capability to adjust when the ball is in the air and catch it. Not a la Cortland Sutton, but Tim Patrick can do a decent amount as far as winning those 50-50 balls. So Tim Patrick can be a very reliable target, if in a pinch, to be there with Case Keenum. And as far as, you know, continuing to get those game actions, if it came to that during the regular season. So I think Tim Patrick is going to have a monster preseason number four to solidify himself on the roster. And I would not imagine, or I would not, I would go as far as to say that Tim Patrick might have two touchdowns in preseason number four.
Oh, geez, that's pretty bold. Two touchdowns? What are some other guys you think? Let's switch to the defensive side of the ball. I'm going to go with a guy I think is going to really try to play. Really, you know, we look at a guy like Marcus Rush. He's ahead of, you know, Jeff Holland at outside linebacker right now. And there's been, you know, D'Angelo Henderson, Jeff Holland are two guys that already have interest from other NFL teams, chomping at the bit that if Broncos let them go, they're going to pick them up. I'm going to predict that Jeff Holland tomorrow, I think he makes a little bit of a statement. I think he has 1.5 sacks. I think one of those sacks will be a strip sack, and the Broncos will recover it on defense. That's one of my bold predictions. He's a guy fighting for a roster spot as well, and some of these guys, if they make it onto the practice squad, I'm sorry, unfortunately, they're not going to make it. And I think when we go back, and you know, we're going to talk about the Broncos 53-man roster. We're going to talk about, you know, practice squad. The 53-man roster episode is coming to you on Monday. The 53, you know, the practice squad one we're going to talk about right now, because, you know, Saturday is when the cuts are made, and then guys are going to make it to the practice squad. Guys that survived the waivers and other teams are going to be looking to pick them up. I just think when we look at everything in hindsight and consideration, I think that, you know, with Marcus Rush playing really well in the preseason, Jeff Holland, a guy that the Broncos were really high on through OTAs and mini camp and things like that, he's been very impressive. He's not where they wanted him to be essentially in the NFL preseason. We've saw a lot of positive plays from him, but I don't think we've seen enough for him to really blow the coaches away in order to convince the team that, hey, you know, maybe this is a guy. You can never have too many pass rushers. Shane Ray being healthy makes that whole entire dynamic very difficult if you're a pass rusher. So Jeff Holland, he's going to be a guy that if he gets cut, he's not going to make it past wires. People are going to pick him up. He isn't going to make it on the practice squad because somebody will claim and steal him. So I think he's going to have a good game this week, and I think he's going to showcase, you know what, maybe if I'm not destined to play for the Broncos, another team will pick me up.
Yeah. So for me, I on the defensive side of the ball, I'm going to go and I'm going to look at a very under the radar type guy that has honestly had a really good preseason, and that's Deshaun Williams. I think he was with Clemson. I think if I remember right, Deshaun Williams signed a futures contract with Tim Patrick. Was it about a year ago, or it was around the Super Bowl is when they started doing those future contracts. And I think it was around that same time. I think he's from Clemson. He's a really good, solid nose tackle. He's had a very quiet and solid preseason that really is flying under the radar. And I think that he's going to make a name for himself for not the 53-man roster, but he could make a name for himself to where you might see him on an NFL roster or on another person's practice squad because they see the value there and they see that there's talent in that particular nose tackle or defensive line or even defensive end with Deshaun Williams just because he's so flexible to be on the inside or outside. So I think that Deshaun Williams will be a very interesting guy to watch, and I would not be surprised if he gets a sack in this game.
So it'll be on the practice squad, essentially, you're
yes.
maybe predicting. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. And that's what we're going to get ready to talk about here in segment number three. But one thing is, it's approaching you very quickly. We talked about Origin Blue 760 today with Ryan Edwards, Steve Atwater, and Andrew Mason, the practice squad guys and predictions there. You can go back and listen to that from the Origin Blue 760 Twitter page. You'll see the In Case You Missed It, I retweeted. I'll share it here in a little bit again. But it is crunch time for fantasy football, and Locked On is delivering it all to you. Now, Locked On has a brand new fantasy football show called Locked On Fantasy Football 24/7. In fantasy football 24/7, it will give you the latest trends, the hottest roster moves, and where to get the advantage. Plus, injury expert Ethan Turner gives you the edge. Locked On Fantasy Football 24/7 is here to help you win your league in fantasy football this season with the Locked On Podcast Network. Practice squad. The 53-man roster cutoff is approaching us this week, and Saturday is the day where the teams will have to make a lot of cuts from the 90-man roster. They're going to have to dwindle it down, so a lot of guys are going to be getting that awkward, that sad moment where they realize somebody's calling them in to come see the coach, and that's usually not good news in the preseason. So at this point, you really have to factor in with some of these guys that have been playing with a third string, fourth string, and even some second string guys. We got to analyze which guys we think are going to be stashed and go to practice squad. Now, Cam, I'm going to give you mine, and we'll close it up here with yours on Locked On Broncos here today. But a guy that, you know, I'm talking about the wide receiver position. They're going to keep six guys. My prediction is, you know, I think it's going to be DT, Emmanuel Sanders, Cortland Sutton, Deshaun Hamilton, Tim Patrick, and I think River Craycraft. He's my sixth guy. I think Isaiah McKenzie's gone. He won't last on a practice squad. He won't even make it past waivers. But a guy that could make it on waivers and be stashed on practice squad, one guy is John D'Arce. I think he's a guy that the Broncos can develop a little bit more on the practice squad. He doesn't have enough out there right now, essentially, for any team to be like, you know what, we're going to take that guy right away. If the Broncos place Carlos Henderson on the practice squad, he's not going to make it either. I think another team's going to take that risk, that little gamble on the talent that he may have. Another guy is Marcus Rios, or even, you know, Brendan Langley can be placed on the practice squad, but Marcus Rios could be one of those guys. CJ Smith, another guy in the secondary, Austin Fleer, offensive tackle, and Leon Johnson. Those are all practice squad eligible guys. I could see, and the last guy that I'm going to really give my prediction on that gets stashed on a practice squad is outside linebacker Marcus Rush. I think he's going to be a guy the Broncos want to hide down there on a practice squad and develop as the season progresses. Who are some of the guys that you have on your radar, Cam?
Well, I'm going to start with a bang, as I always do, but I am going to say that Carlos Henderson lands on the practice squad. Apparently we found out that he is eligible to be placed on the practice squad. So despite the fact that he does have the one game suspension, he is going to be at least eligible to be put on the practice squad. And I still think that there is some belief around there at Dove Valley that Carlos Henderson will develop. And what better way to do that than, in essence, sort of demote him and put him on the practice squad and make him really work hard because the talent's clearly there. So I have Carlos Henderson down there on the practice squad. I'm going to go with Austin Schlottman, the guy from TCU, I think he's having a pretty decent preseason. He's clearly proved himself to be very versatile, and we don't know with the health of Matt Paradis what the future could potentially hold. I mean, Sam Jones could potentially fill that spot, but it's always nice to have an extra guy in Austin Schlottman down there in the practice squad that you could potentially develop. I'm going to look at the tight end group, and I'm going to say that either Matt Lacoste or Brian Parker, I'm going to go with Matt Lacoste, will be one of the tight ends that they stash away on the practice squad. David Williams is kind of the interesting guy. I don't believe that David Williams will be a practice squad player for running back, but he might be an interesting guy to keep an eye on. Guys, by the way, Philip Lindsay's not going to be on the practice squad.
No.
a lot of people, like myself, before the whole season started, thought that he would have made it down there on the practice squad, but he's exceeded expectations beyond anyone's imagination. So he won't be there. So David Williams, I'm not saying he will be, but I'm just saying David Williams might be a very interesting guy to keep an eye on for the practice squad. As far as the defensive side of the ball, I will go with I'm going to go with Deshaun Williams. I'm going to continue that theme. I mentioned it in the bowl predictions. I'm going to go with Deshaun Williams as far as the practice squad. A.J. Johnson is the guy that I'm eyeballing for the practice squad. The Broncos signed him for quite a bit of money. I mean, it wasn't a good deal, but as far as the potential of a late preseason signee, or at least Jay Johnson, it was a pretty hefty contract to the point where a lot of people are wondering maybe he could be practice squad eligible. So I'm going to say A.J. Johnson sneaks in there on the practice squad, and he's a guy that came with some baggage with the whole unfortunate situation that happened with him in his, I believe it was Tennessee Volunteers career. So he's a guy that can contribute on special teams. We've already seen the impact that he can have in special teams. He's a guy that loves to hit people. You know, the coaches rave about Josie Jewell, that when there's a ball carrier around him, that he's going to do everything in his power to make sure that player feels it in the morning. J.J. Johnson's the exact same way. So I think A.J. Johnson's going to be a guy that they stash on the practice squad. C.J. Smith, I agree with that. I think that C.J. Smith is the player that they do stash on practice squad. He's had a really good camp. He's had a really good camp and even a pretty decent preseason. And to be honest with you, he's outplayed Brendan Langley and even Isaac Yiadom, to be honest with you. In particular, I would say Isaac Yiadom. But so I would stash C.J. Smith away. The other one that I would actually say, at least for another defensive player, will be Trey Marshall. Trey Marshall might be the interesting guy to certainly watch because of his ability to be maybe that box safety that they always like so much. We saw the case with Jamal Carter. He's sort of that same type of player. So I Trey Marshall might be that other guy to watch.
Well, I like your picks, but I don't think AJ Johnson or Carlos Henderson, if they're placed on practice squad, I don't think they make it. I think a team's going to get them right away. And that's kind of the feel around Dove Valley right now with what the organization's feeling, what a lot of media guys have heard. Those guys, you know, AJ Johnson's had a big camp. If AJ Johnson isn't on the 53-man roster, if he isn't a special teams guy, I don't think he's going to make it past the waiver wire, and some team's going to snag him up. But we're going to obviously find out here on Saturday as final cuts are made for the Broncos as they shape it down to 53 men on the roster. Seattle Seahawks coming to town next Sunday. Very, very excited about that. NFL kickoff is here. We don't have to wait any longer. We got one more preseason game tomorrow, 24 hours away, and then it is go time the next Sunday at Broncos Stadium, Mile High, as the Seattle Seahawks come to town, and we'll be doing a crossover with Locked On Seahawks. So that'll do it here for today's episode of Locked On Broncos. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Locked On Broncos, and you can follow me at Cody Rourke NFL, Cameron at Cameron Parker PO. We'll be back tomorrow on a Facebook Live edition of the show previewing the Broncos-Cardinals game. Or we're going to do a post-game recap on Facebook Live on the Locked On Broncos Facebook. Go search it right now. Click like, and you'll be obviously in tune with everything from that point on. Also, be sure to subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you listen to your podcast. We'll see you tomorrow.